Mark?
Okay.
So we started at 6:39. We went through, can everybody hear?
Yes.
Everybody in the meeting? Okay. So we went through call of order, pledge of allegiance. We're going to do roll call.
Okay.
Bob Lisi?
Here.
Danny Soto?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I am present. We have a full house today, which is a wonderful thing. Thank you all. We move on to approval of the minutes. I didn't actually see any in the packet.
Either did I.
We didn't have a meeting last month. It got pushed over.
Right, but there should have been, I would think, from an older meeting. I can't imagine that we approved.
Oh, for the previous month. Yeah, you're right.
Correct. So I think we need to go back and look and when that was and see if we can pull up the minutes. So I'm going to just bypass that.
We can approve that month and this month at next month's meeting.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'm just going to take a note on my paper. Approve. Month. Next. Okay. Great. All right. Additions, deletions, and corrections. Does anyone have any? I don't either. So can I have a motion to accept the agenda as written?
I'll make that motion. We accept the agenda as written.
Okay, Bob, thanks. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Danny, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. So we'll go down to public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak at the meeting? Anyone from the public? Hearing none, we'll go down to item 7, which is old business. Maria, you're here from Imagineers.
Yes.
And I know we have a written update. Did everybody have a chance to look at the update mm-hmm. from Imagineers?
Okay. Yes.
Maria, did you want to highlight any point?
Well, no. I mean, we Derby was fortunate that had approved the FSS action plan in its first submission, which was fantastic. So, mm-hmm. and we're getting ready to do a interest mailing to folks on the program and those that recently received vouchers. And then with the fair market rents, they've been established. And in between that time, HUD put out a notice extending the waiver that it had approved for 2022 to set the payment standards at 120%. Usually it's anywhere between 90 and 110%. But due to what is still happening due to the pandemic with regard to availability of housing and just, the market being so volatile. And so it HUD went ahead and approved it. So it goes all the way up to December 31st of 2023. So that's fantastic for the families, rent burden and just, the affordability of looking for units. And then with the incremental vouchers, that was an added four vouchers that HUD approved Derby for, which is great because that hasn't happened in a gazillion years.
True.
Yes, so there were four, and there were small increments. Some agencies got three, and they weren't a whole lot. I didn't see, through all our PHAs that we administer, mm-hmm. Derby was three of the highest ones that got approved for these incremental vouchers. And so far, we've issued three. And there's one that is coming in next week for approval and orientation and to be able to issue that voucher. So that's fantastic news. And
it
then
really is.
Yes, yes. And, you know, so instead of your previous contract with HUD being at 288, now you're at 292. Then the agency plan, it's time to do that as well. So in January, there's a meeting held for the public to comment on the agency plan, which is the five-year plan. We also did mailings to the participants and to landlords. So far, we've gotten two responses from landlords with some questions and asked. So we're today, actually, I worked on one of them and sent out some packets that the landlord wanted. And there's one that is reflecting on the amounts of rents that, are approved, but, you know, we have to go by what HUD says for the area fair market rents and the application of that percentage. So we'll be addressing that as well, because we have to address all the comments that come in through either through the public or through, the meeting and the participants and the landlords. So that's going along well. And then the project base. So HUD has approved Derby to project base 15 of additional vouchers, in addition to the 43 that currently exist between Anson mm-hmm. property, which are 7, and Steiger, which is 36. So,
right.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. So that's coming along. The, I know that Zuri and, the board will be looking at approving the RFP, the application, and all that process. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's all that I have. If anybody has any questions?
Well,
Maria, I would just like to thank you and everyone at Imagineers for the work you've done on our behalf. You're certainly helping us grow, which mm-hmm. is an important thing.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Any other questions? Any questions for Maria? Not. Thank you so much, and you're free to go.
Okay. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That brings us to item B under old business. That's Regina's report. Everyone's had a chance to look at it. Regina, do you want to talk about this at all?
Sure. I'm sure that the resources were, they're not new, but just reiterate what's already, that's already been mm-hmm. happening. So, I've found some new networks, but probably still old. It's Opal Stork, and I've been trying to find some fundraising, for a nonprofit, but we're not nonprofit yet, but still I grant so that we can continue to grow, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Assisting okay. the is an ongoing thing. As far as home care services referral, we have some mm-hmm. tenants that are going into that. And the next page would be surveys for satisfaction results concerning, the security there in Steiger. We still need the cameras, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
which I've been able to put up here, but there was a concern for the leak that's in the roof in the community. The front
can we
door.
Talk a little bit? Can we just talk a little bit more about the leak in the roof? I don't think I know too much about.
Okay, well, it's an ongoing leak. It's an ongoing that I was told by Pepe because I came to survey, and by looking at from I I can tell that there is a lot of water damage. The wood, it has so much damage that it has one of the doors. And that's why we're having with the door being securely locked. You know, the locks have been fixed. I made sure the technical part of the lock is okay. It's a good light on that. But that door is going to need to be replaced with the water damage. It bowed out.
What about the roof?
Be fixed as well. I don't know how much that's going to cost. To me, because it was an ongoing thing, I don't even know when it started. But the thing is, how weak is that roof? How strong is it going to be? You know,
we're not going to know until we get a roofer on top of that roof, figure out where is it coming from and how far it spread.
Okay.
And if you have that much damage, that means it's been ongoing for more than a year.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I totally agree.
There's going to be, that's going to cost a nice penny.
Yeah, that was before COVID started.
And I'm listening to Loretta. She's saying that that was there before COVID started. So COVID was 2018. Mm-hmm. So you got 2020. Oh, Danny, 2020. So I just want to, you know, this all happened way before I got here. So I'm the new kid on the block. But anyways, the leak, it should be addressed. And I don't know how we're going to do that, but it's on your table and it's been brought up. Let's see. We've had a lot of tampering going on that I don't know if all of you are aware of that. With the door locks, when we first put them in, this is before Herman left. These are brand new locks. These brand new locks cost like $499, almost five. You might as well add the tax in and say five. These door locks cost like $500 each. And for them to be tampered with, the cameras are off, it's just messed up.
How are they tampering with them?
First of all, they jammed the first front door. Front door got jammed, and I had to take the whole thing apart and loosen up everything and try to put it back together in order for it to work. And one of the maintenance guys was there. Francis was there, and it's a very what you call it, time sensitive, delicate kind of a contraption. So I had to make sure I be careful with all the wires and making sure that it goes well. And I was able to get it unjammed, but the thing is the door is bowed, so it's not gonna do what it's supposed to do. But the automatic part of it, it's locking right. Now, as far as the back door, the tampering, when someone, I guess, tries to talk, or if the camera goes on, it's like a pitch sound, and that was never there before. Okay, so someone is messing with it. And we also have someone, I'm not gonna mention any names, but his face is on camera. He's coming at 12:40 p.m. at night, trying to tamper with the lock. And see his face, it's at night, and he keeps trying to mess with the lock. I don't know what he's doing, but that to me is tampering. The building is closed way after everybody's sleeping. So that's basically about it.
Okay, I'm going to that we bounce that conversation over to a new business, 8A, vandalism and laundry hours at Steiger, because we really do need to talk about that pretty much at length. And I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you to take the lead on that.
Okay, I want to finish the last part. The pipeline is still the energy of the program. I've been working Griffin Hospital for our COVID-19 services. I'm going to contact them again for a follow-up. We thank Derby firefighters for the Thanksgiving meal. We're going to work on the meal. The master's table is also serving a holiday meal, and United Way is still there for any type of purchases that we need, and you know, during the winter time. And then we still have Valley District, which I'm very, very happy that there's free transportation until March 2023.
Yeah,
that's about it. We had no one that passed away, and that's the end of my report.
Okay. Any questions for Regina?
No, I'm just, not a question, Linda, but I did happen to talk to Frank Pepe. He was talking to me about the roof. Danny.
Yes.
We've got to get someone up there. I mean, that roof has been leaking. It's obviously become much worse, and it would get worse,
and it could be potential hazardous if
that's right.
If mold starts up, yeah. and people are going to have respiratory issues.
You're right.
We need to address tomorrow, next week, or the first thing, because the longer it takes, the more it's going to potentially get worse, and people.
And that AC
is so, Zori, maybe Monday we can talk about who we can get out there to look at it. Is Mr. Pepe been looking at it?
I mean, he's not a roofer.
No, I agree with Bob. We should call at least three different roofing companies
for them to evaluate
it and give us three different quotes so we can then really find out. Sometimes in-house is going to try to cut corners, and we shouldn't do that. We should get three different contractors, three different opinions, and three different quotes.
Yeah, we're going to be required to do that anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, but that's wonderful. Okay.
So my question, I'm still, when you're tampering with the doors, are they trying to jam the screwdriver? Are they trying to?
They're trying to break it, jail break it. They're trying to figure out the code. They're trying to figure out how to open it after hours. You can see them got a screwdriver. They're messing.
So my next question is, where the latch is there like a strike plate where they can't put the screwdriver
in? You can't put it in there. Try to tamper with whatever way people that have technological skills, they're gonna do their best to try to tamper it.
Okay.
They're gonna try to do their best it because it's electronic. So if someone is electronic or tech savvy, they're going to try their best to break it.
Is that area lit up?
No, it is not.
So we got to get some lighting out there.
Who's coming in the door? We need a camera in the laundry. We need a camera in the community room, over the doors, and so that we can see the whole area of what's going on that people are doing in it, because it was a problem since 2015. Toilet paper, paper towels, soap, all that stuff was being stolen.
Okay. I guess we'll go to that camera portion after. So my question was just for the tampering portion.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't see outside.
See, I'm not a big, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a big camera person.
Okay.
Camera's not gonna do nothing but record them doing something.
Right.
It's not gonna stop them now.
It's not gonna stop them, but it will catch them in
That's if they're not caught.
Right.
So you got to understand where I'm coming from.
I understand.
Some of these guys, and because of face masks now and hoodies, you're not going to be able to tell. So we're going to be spending a lot of money on cameras that we're also, people are not thinking about. There's all the data that we also got to pay for. Cameras don't record for free. There's data behind it that we got to pay for them to keep. So we got to figure out how much is that camera going to cost per site. Sometimes I think hiring a night security guard and just go bouncing around might deter a little bit more than cameras. Cameras can really help us at the moment. But if someone lighting it up, putting a Ring doorbell in the front where somebody walks by, that's $7 a week for a Ring doorbell, right? But we see it. We could talk. Now, everything else is not really going to do anything till the next day. It'll be too late. We're just going to see a person that walked in. Maybe we'll recognize him. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll see him again. Maybe we won't. And then what? But that's the camera portion. We'll go there.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Ring, because they have that can mimic Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Ring is a $7 a week fee. When you're going into a commercial and you're doing that, the data that's being recorded costs money. They have to store it in their cloud. Tell me if I'm wrong. I know in the police department I work for, every body camera, every time that is data that the police department is being charged to save. So it's being recorded and saved. Someone has to pay for that. So my question is, have we figured out how much the data on top of the camera system and the labor behind it is going to cost long term? I'm not saying I just want to hear numbers and facts, because if you compare the camera and long term versus hiring a security guard to bounce here might be cost, you know. I haven't seen this, but I'm sorry, I'm just ranting now.
Those are the Regina's.
If we're done with Regina's report, let's move on to number six, because that's the discussion and possible action on the cameras. Okay. So are we done with Regina's report?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So we'll go down to item six. And I want to say back in May, we provided a lot of bids. I think there were at least four bids. And Danny, you were going to get prices for the security people.
I left a bunch of messages. They just never got back. I'm waiting for them to get back to me either tomorrow or next week.
Do you have any idea what they cost?
No, because no one would give me, it went right to voicemails, like leave a message. So I'm just waiting for somebody to call me back.
So when we got, and again, Zori, you can probably speak to if it addressed long-term backup. I didn't think it did, but I could be wrong. We had bids anywhere from about $20,000 to almost $100,000. The folks that we've been dealing with, who know the buildings and have already put some cameras in over at CC and Guardiano, gave us a figure of about 56, which seemed reasonable. And we quality of their work. We only did not vote because we were waiting to give you the opportunity to talk about the security guards. I know that like for $56,000, we will have cameras for, I would hope, a good amount of years. Maybe there's backup, but I'm thinking that probably a minimum of 26 to 30,000 to get a security company in. I don't know.
Is that all built for all the buildings or just one?
That was for all the buildings.
Okay. Listen, I'm like I said, cameras don't even record. There's nothing right now. Kids and people don't care about being recorded. They don't care. I think it's a waste of money. I don't think it's not going to really save anything. I think an actual person being there, walking and just driving around, I think it'll be a safer option. But that's just me. I'm not saying no, that let's put a couple cameras where it needs, like she comes about the laundry room. Yeah, why not? Put a camera there. In the front. The front and back doors, why not? That way we see who's coming and going. But vandalism and everything else is not going to stop them. It's not going to stop. They're going to want to do something, they're going to do it, regardless of camera or no camera.
Bob, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, Linda, I do. You know, we had, you know, security at Olson Drive, which was certainly, you know, a lot more condensed. And, you know, cameras, you know, for the money that we're talking about, being able to, you know, have cameras in all of our sites, I believe is the way to go. We had problems with some security officers and things. And you know what? They have their routines as well. And mm-hmm. guys that are savvy know that, I mean, obviously you're going to want them to have a flexible time period because they'll find out when they're at Steiger and CC just as well. I cameras at this point for the money that we have, I believe are the way to go because we can cover everybody. But Steiger, you know, that could be something, you know, we could possibly discuss with the police. You know, Regina's has a pretty good handle on, you know, some of the times, if we could give that information to the police, unless we already did, just to see, you know, who's on evenings, swing by.
Okay. Loretta, do you have any thoughts about the cameras versus security?
I personally, I'm a nervous wreck with a lot of stuff, and I like the idea of a camera. It's just for my, I've been nervous for the past, everything started. I've never been a person to be nervous. I barricade both doors at night. Somebody takes me home from the bathroom, they have to come in my house and walk around. And I never, ever like that. And I
So then my next question is then, is someone going to be watching those cameras? So if she's walking to her apartment and something happens, is someone going to be watching the camera saying, oh, snap, let me dial 911 and help her out? Because then having cameras and no one watching it defeats the purpose of cameras. So no matter what, we got to find someone to man the cameras and watch them between the hours of whatever. Because what's the purpose of having it if we can't stop the crime happening?
Yeah, that's something. I mean, they're not going to be wired to the police station, so they're not going to be watched. They're not going to be manned 24 hours a day. That's certainly correct. But I know.
Well, I'm not 24 hours.
You can at least go back and look.
So if somebody gets assaulted, it'll be too late. Somebody's not watching the camera. So what I'm asking is someone going to be able to watch the camera? It's like, okay, I get it. During the day, nothing happens. But what about from 4 to midnight? Someone sits there while they're coming home from work or grocery shopping or from the basketball game, that someone's going to be able to say, oh, there's something going on.
Sorry, I think we talked a little bit about this. I know that you were saying that some of the bids were saying that they could install screens in your office, and during the day they could be watched, correct?
Right. And even after that, I still have access on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be up all night watching it, but I still have live access on my cell phone. Mm-hmm.
And did Steph's company, did they offer that as well?
Yes, Reliable Tech, Vinny, who does our IT, did offer that, and he was going to give us a discount on that because he's already our vendor.
Wonderful.
We already do business with him, so.
Wonderful.
So, Board, what's your pleasure? Do you want to take a vote? Do you want to table this until next week or the next month and let
I think we've kind of gone months talking about mm-hmm. issue. I know I'm in favor of cameras as long as they cover all the buildings. I also am in favor of Reliable because I know they're going to break down, and if Zuri, I know, we have a lot of confidence in Reliable, so I would love to stick with them. And the price, looking at the bids, they were very competitive.
Yeah, reasonable too, I think.
Yes.
All right. So do you want to make a motion?
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Reliable to outfit all three of our housing projects as stated in their bid.
Okay, is there a second on the motion?
I second it.
Loretta, any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so you're opposed, Danny, and we'll mark that. I still think that we could look down the road at a security person. And I would still ask you to come forward with some bids when you have them, because maybe we're going to find we need to attack this in a couple of different ways. I don't think any of us are opposed to that.
No.
I think that we just want to start somewhere. And that's what I hear from the residents most of all.
I think that's a real good suggestion. I don't think we should, I would never say eliminate that possibility. And certainly financially, we're getting to a spot. It's a possibility quicker than sooner than later.
Yeah. I'm not opposing. I'm opposing, but I'm not against the cameras. I don't want you guys to think I'm against it.
I know that.
Right.
Yeah, we have better options to keep the residents safe than cameras. That's all I think. And if you want to do the camera, then why not do it like the campus, college campus, where there's emergency buttons as they're walking through the sidewalk. God forbid something buttons and they just run up and hit that emergency button where it links up to the police department. There's other options that we should have also looked at, just not cameras. I don't think cameras are gonna it's not gonna work as what you guys think it is.
Danny, I think what you bring to the table is that you have a lot of information that we don't have. So if you make these suggestions, we can follow up and look at them. But at least if we start with the cameras, and then we can talk about emergency buttons. And if that's, then we can talk about security guards.
I'm reliable on the emergency buttons. I'm not saying, hey, why not? You're going to do the, how much for emergency buttons by certain areas when they're walking, you know, like in the college campuses, something like that.
Can I say something?
Sure. Who are you? I can't see.
I'm Regina. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I don't recognize the voice. Thank you. Go ahead, Regina.
I just want to say that the majority of our elders, they already attach to an emergency system. They have Life Alert, and they have some other, you know, life alerts that they have around their neck. They have one on their wrist. They have one if they fall. So that alert goes directly to the police department. So we really don't have to worry about a button we have at the campus. We just need security to see what's going on. But majority of these seniors, they already have Life Alert. And we're still working on that. Want the Life Alert.
Go ahead.
So that's basically, that would take a light situation. And I'm not against the blue light. I'm not against security, but I'm just, you know, telling you what is already out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Zuri, maybe that's a questionnaire that we could put out there. You know, how many of you have Life Alerts, and what would you think if we could get a reasonable deal for emergency buttons? What would you think about that? I mean, maybe a little feedback from the residents.
Okay.
But I think this is a great start with the cameras. And Danny, we're not closing any doors here. So whatever you think would be a good backup system, bring in the information and we'll look at it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Old business. Continued discussion on bids for new AC unit 452. Zuri, I'll let you take the lead on that.
Yep. So we talked about it at the last meeting. The unit is completely shot. It needs to be replaced. Maintenance and I discussed the three bids that we received, and he felt that Ralph and Mann was a lot more reasonable. Their total price is $5,000. He felt that was the best option as far as replacing it.
Ralph Mann, you said?
This is Ralph Mann and Sons. They're in Ansonia. And it's for a
dozen. Yep.
So that's what we discussed being the better option. You know, other than the other two that we have.
Do you want to just say what they were?
Oh yeah, the pricing that we talked about in the last meeting. So one is for $5,000. The other was $1,000. And then the third was for $5,800.
Ralph Mann is very reputable.
Right. And they're the least expensive. So that's what we thought would be the best option.
Hey, any questions for Zuri on that?
No, I agree. They are you know, local and very reputable.
Okay, Danny or Loretta, any comments or thoughts?
No, I'm fine with that too.
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay, does somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make that motion.
All right, Danny, thanks. We make a motion that we'll hire Ralph Mann to do the job for $5,000. A second?
I seconded.
Loretta, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you so much. So we'll move on to new business, and we sort of, we already touched on it. First item is A, that's vandalism and laundry hours at Stockton Terrace. Zori, I'm going to let you take the lead on that. I know we've talked about it. You and I have talked about it quite a bit. We certainly heard it from the residents at our meet and greet.
Right. So the reason, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the reason that we decided to the hours, we started to notice little things, like Regina said, the toiletries being stolen. One of the plumber found a black sock and a whole bunch of tissue in one of the toilets.
Mm.
The computer cord to Regina's laptop was disconnected. So we discussed it at the last meeting in September, and that's when we all voted to close it Monday through Friday between 8:30 to 4. But I, you know, wanted to give them some extra time. So we did 8:30 to 6, 7. You know, after that, we kept getting alerts on the Lockly app itself that the locks are being tampered with. The door was jammed. It was just problem after problem. So maintenance witnessed some of the issues. They said some of the coming loose where the door engages, and expected that someone was responsible. There was also, I guess you can say, a stink bomb in Regina's office. One day she came in, there was a foul odor that was very strong. You know, my first thing was it a skunk? Did a skunk spray outside? Said no, that wasn't the case. Something was literally placed in the peephole in her office. So at that point, we said, you know, we're going to have to shut it down while we're here. So we shut it down as agreed in the meeting from 8:30 to 4. You know, other little things, tables being switched around, flyers that Regina's put up were being removed. So that was action because we wanted to. There was one incident where we had to call the police because after hours, again, somebody was tampering with the lock, when they knew that the was closed. So, you know, I just felt the agency wasn't being protected, didn't have cameras. You know, we don't have a security deposit. So, you know, it's like the resident could destroy anything and just walk away scot-free. So, you know, obviously over time, that sort of thing adds up, trying to minimize our expenses. So that is why we took action, we closed it down. There are a few people there that work and were against it because when they come home from work, the laundry is closed. So I do feel for those people. I don't know if they know who this person is that's causing the problem, but because we can't go after that individual, we have to, you know, unfortunately, everything's affected. So I do feel that with the cameras, a lot of the issues within the complexes will be solved. And, you know, that's basically why we took action.
Bob, you might remember we had this kind of problem over at Gargano when we put cameras in, and it really, it did help. We had a meet and greet over at Steiger on Monday and heard firsthand from the residents about how difficult it is to not have access, especially for people who are working, to have access to the laundry rooms, be able to use it, use the rooms on weekends if they wanted to sit and have coffee and chat. Loretta, you live there directly. You might want to say something.
Yeah, there is a problem, especially like when it first happened that it was shut down, it was Columbus weekend. And then on that, I had a line, I had telephone calls on both my cell phone and my house phone, looking because we had aides coming, looking for laundry. We had a line out there. But I mean, I know the reason, but it's just so bad now. And I think the person that was accused of it is, we're trying to keep them on track. So I really think it should be open now, not till 8 o'clock or anything like that, but I think 6 o'clock.
And I have no problem, you know, reopening it for those hours a week between 8:30 to 6, I, you know, originally suggested. So, you know, if something else arises, we'll just have to address it at that point.
So I think what we're asking is for a motion to reopen from 8 to 6, and that's daily, correct? That includes the weekend.
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Well, why not just wait for cameras installed, and that way now you get to use the camera?
Because hassle.
Well, that's going to take a month.
It's going to take a while. Real hassle.
But, you know, we're fighting for the camera. So now if someone does something, we have them on camera. I'm just throwing a suggestion out there, but I'll make a motion. Right. I'm just saying, I mean, I'll make that motion.
You know, maybe what we can do is we can make the motion, we can second it, and then if there's continued problems, then to close it down again until we get the cameras in.
But it's until the cameras are up.
Well, I'm saying to do it now, and hope, because what we told them on Monday was, if you know who's doing this, you need to sit down with those folks and tell them that you're all paying the price and it's got to stop, because Zuri is perfectly willing, and I'm perfectly willing to prosecute whoever it is if we could be sure who it was. This has been such a disruption to the folks who pay their rent.
You got to have like concrete proof in it that says, yo, this guy did, or she did this. Then that way,
well,
usually
the issue was the Lockley camera. If you're inside the building, it's not the, it only shows as you're hear the voice, know who the voice is, but it's not concrete enough.
Yeah, no.
Why person for like 6 months? So if he does it again, then we have to revisit it. But you know, I'm fine with reopening it. It's just, you know, if it comes up again, we'll have to shut it down. Like,
until the cameras go up, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So Danny, is that a motion then to reopen daily from 8 to 6?
Unless, that's correct. Unless somebody ruins it, and then we close it back up until the cameras.
Right. That's it.
Okay. Danny, thank you for making that motion. Second?
I see motion.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all
just
in favor?
Another,
go ahead, Bob.
Now, if there's a problem between now and the next time we meet, do we empower Zuri to make the decision to close it down? We don't need another motion by...
Yes.
Power, so we don't have to meet.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bob, do you want to amend the motion? Do you want to
just
make an amended motion?
Just to amend the motion to empower Zuri to have the authority to close it down in the event that it happens between now and our next board meeting.
And if it happens again, you can call the police and put a, you know, and just document it. Say, hey, we did this person, let them investigate. And people want to speak up and there's witnesses. Sometimes that's all it takes. It's one person to get in trouble. Everybody's going to stop.
Everybody's going to suffer.
Yep.
So,
everybody. And it's not fair.
So
at least know who it is.
Yep.
Yeah, did that motion with the amendment.
Okay. You second that, Danny?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion on the amended motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right, so now we're down to B for new business. Discuss possible act on ways to increase revenue, increase project-based voucher units, rental increase, and implement rent stratification. So Maria covered a lot of that.
Yes, she did.
The one thing we didn't talk a little bit about was rent stratification. Zuri, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, so I'm working with Maria as far as PB being the 15 additional units at CC. We're also gonna request a rental increase. We're looking to do it every year, as long as it's rent reasonableness. And then rent stratification, that would be implemented upon a unit turnover. So when someone moves in, if they have a higher income level, we can rent the unit at a higher amount other than the base rent. But we profit of that, you know, until the unit is turned over. So those are the three different things that we're working on. Monday, Bob and I spoke with Janet, which is our accountant. And she did mention we have to definitely cut back on maintenance expenses. The lawn plumbing were the highest categories. So we just have to cut back. And luckily the maintenance that we now have in place are very skilled, so a lot of contractors do, they know how to do. So we don't have to pay that crazy cost to get it.
So now my next question on that is, are they going to be able to keep the same quality of work that this company comes and cuts the grass and stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, not the cutting of the grass. I would say plumbing, because we're in a contract with the lawn service.
Okay.
But the plumber, a lot of the work that he does, they know how to do. We don't have to
him. Are they licensed plumbers? That if something happens, are they insured? If something happens, it's not going to come back on us. It's going to fall under their insurance. That's how we got to look at it. Because they might work for you guys there as a maintenance. But now when it comes to certain plumbing, electrical, they should be a licensed electrician plumber with their insurance, because God forbid something, especially water, like the roof, how much damage is happening with the roof?
Well,
due to water damage. Right. So being a plumber or not doing something right, I don't want the car to fall back on us.
No, and certain things, they're not going to be able to touch it because you have license. But little things like, you know, snake coil or things like that. We were actually helping the plumber out and do it, and it was very expensive.
Yeah. So little things like that. Snaking a toilet or sink sometimes, the piping are really thin because they're old and brittle.
Right.
Now, if they break, the plumber that you're paying breaks, responsible. They are. They are the licensed plumber.
Right.
You guys, he does it, he breaks it, the cost falls on whatever building it falls on.
Right.
So I'm just saying, weigh all those options. I'm not saying don't do that. Save money. I'm all about saving money. But also at the same time, I'm also sometimes saving a dollar might cost us a lot more later on.
Right.
So that's all you know.
No, you're right. We have to protect ourselves, and we have to make sure that we use licensed folks. I know that we, Zuri, you want to talk about the big project where the water broke under the unit and we had to replace everything? That cost us thousands and thousands.
Yeah, so the pipe, it was over 50 years old. It was due to normal wear and tear. So the residents, they kept getting clogs. There was clogs that kept coming. They were calling the office every week. So we, once the plumber put his camera down the pipe, he noticed that it was an old corroded pipe and that we had to act immediately to get it replaced. So he replaced it with the VC. It's like a plastic material.
PCB pipe.
Yeah,
I do a lot of road jobs. I know exactly which part you're talking about.
Right. So now fine, but it cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, but it was due to normal wear and tear.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is I don't know the age of these buildings. I don't know the age of the plumbing.
Right.
It was a brand new building, all PVC piping, everything, and your guys were there and they in the building and the flow. That's one thing.
Right.
But being an older building, and I guess the older skilled person might know a little bit more than the newer guys, but I'm just afraid they hit the wrong thing and that's going to cost us thousands of dollars on replacing other things that hadn't because of Nick.
Right.
I'd rather still leave ability on someone unless they're willing to pay some of the licenses and insurance are cheap. You could buy one for $400-$500 for the year and it covers you up to 1 million three times.
Right.
So now if he gets that, and you know, you increase his pay or you give him a stipend for doing the plumbing, fine. He paid for the insurance. That's an option. You know what I'm saying? I was a carpenter and I paid $450. That's how I know. $450 and I was covered $1 million, three incidents. Thank God I never use it. But
wow.
They want to do that, hey, why not? You know, I'd rather see us protect ourselves than try to save a dollar here and then it costs us.
Right. Well, Zuri, they report to you. So you go over the job spec with them. If they have concerns about their abilities, they tell you that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much they've been telling you when jobs are beyond their skill and you need to call somebody.
Right. If it's something that they can't do, then they let me know and then we just have the contractor do it. But if it's something that they're comfortable with, then we just allow for them to do it. And they let me know that either way.
I actually don't know if either one of them have a license. Dory, do you know?
I don't know. Francis might. I can check with him.
It's just a question. I'm just asking, like, no, I just don't want us to end up paying something more later on. This question or statement either. So,
right. No, but it's good that you raised it because I don't think we asked and probably we should have asked, at least so that we know. It may not have meant a different choice, but at least we would know and we could document it in their file.
Regular maintenance stuff, you don't need to have a license. So paint a wall, change a door, you know, little correct. Stuff at a flooring, carpeting. You don't need a license for that. You need the license is the plumbing and the electrician. There's water damage or, God forbid, a fire from electrical fire. So that's why I say what I say. It's not, I don't care. I'm just saying it to protect the residents and the building. And I don't want nobody suffering over us saving a dollar because we didn't want to hire a licensed plumber.
Correct.
Nothing against you.
And I don't believe we have ever failed to go to a professional if we felt the need. But
yeah.
Any other discussion in that area? Okay. So this is the one I think I find the toughest
hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was going to say something.
I want to go back to the community room and that roof leaking. Well, mm-hmm.
Dan.
While Dan was speaking, he reminded me of something that Mr. Pepe said. Because the fixture is right where the crack is, there's water getting into the lighting, which is the electrical part. And that could cause electrical fire.
Ask Pepe or whoever is there to find out where the breaker, shut that breaker off until that gets resolved.
Gotcha.
There's no electricity flowing to there, nothing will happen. But if there's power in there now, like it rains and it leaks and someone goes with that switch, is a possibility. So whoever's over there, the maintenance guy, tell them to tape off the damn breaker, turn it off till the roofer does what he needs to do.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on to item C, which is discussion on overgrowth of trees at the three sites. I have not talked to him this week, so I feel a little bit at a loss here, but I sent you pictures and Loretta took notes. It was $9,800 and 4 days work. He said that if we did the work, we wouldn't have to trim back some of them for 10 years. It seems like a lot of money.
Did we get multiple quotes for that person?
We did not. He's the one we have the contract with.
Yeah, but the contract for the landscaping, not the trees, though.
Dory, what did we decide on that?
Well, we were supposed to be... Well, I had asked if we needed to get quotes because even though he's our client, it's still over the threshold.
Right.
So we had to get two other quotes from reputable sources before we made the decision. And I know that he was saying that some of them were considered emergencies and some of them could wait. But I mean, my suggestion would be to just take care of everything in the 10 years so we're protected. But my thinking is to get two other quotes from just to compare.
I agree with you there. We should always be quotes for whatever we do, because if we already paying him to do a service, then you know what? After those two quotes come in, hey, we just paid you this money. You're going to give us a better deal? I got these quotes. Why not? You're doing all this and we're paying you for all this. Why can't? So I do agree to say get two more quotes. If it was a emergency, we probably would have known about it now. So
yeah,
I make a motion that some more quotes on that.
I would second that.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. All right.
Item D under new business, resident service concerns to be carried over in executive session, which is what I would like to do. So I'm going to ask to push this item over to executive session and we'll handle it there. So can I have a motion to take this to executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Danny, is there a second?
Second.
Bob, all in, oh, discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. So that brings us, Zori, to the subsidized housing coordinator's report. You've got the floor.
Currently, we have three vacancies. We have one at Steiger and two at Lakeview. Sent letters out to the next person on the waiting list. We're just waiting for their response. But that's currently where we are as far as the vacancies. The report is the vendors that were paid in the month of November. That's attached. And I also have the work order report as well. And we do have a lot of ones that are because of the turnover as far as maintenance. So they're still playing catch up. It's pretty high, but they're doing a good job of getting them completed and closed out.
Thank you. Any questions for Zori?
No.
No.
Okay. So I'm going to text Mark, tell him we're ready to make a motion to enter executive session so that he can shut off.
He's getting Mark right now.
Is he there?
He's, I don't know, somebody's going to go get Mark from the other room. Danny, the other Danny.
I'm texting him.
All right, so
okay.
It
so
is
seven. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say 7:39. I need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Bob, thank you. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Loretta. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so 7:40, we're in executive session.
Okay, so at this point,
I will invite Regina Jones and Zori Harris into the meeting.
I'm messing with my phone, sorry, dude.
All right, okay, sorry. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna pause the recording and at this time, and then I'm gonna, anybody that's not in the executive session, I'll move you to the waiting room. And then when the executive session is over, we'll invite anybody in the waiting room, which I think is really only Meg, it looks like.
Right.
We'll put the tape on and it'll then you can adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
So hold on 1 second. I'm gonna pause recording.
I'm sorry. I think he's got a Board of Aldermen meeting on the other end.
Linda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm back in.
Meg, you're in?
Yes.
Okay. So can I have a motion to come out of executive session?
Oh, you don't need a motion, Linda, because you can't make it coming out of it. Because, yeah, it's okay. Just what time? I'll just put this. You came back at what time?
7:57.
Yep.
And there's no vote to be taken.
Okay.
And I will I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Are you there?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Yes.
Okay. I'll second. Danny, second, 7:57. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're welcome.
Happy holidays, everybody.
You too.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
You too.